This is Gen X. I'm Jennifer Martin. Despite having been desperate for rain for years, a lot of people are getting sick of the rain here in Oklahoma. I understand. Towns like Purcell and Elk City simply can't take any more. The loss of life and property is devastating. I can empathize with some Oklahomans' dismay at the dark clouds that keep rolling into the state. I pray that no more lives are lost and that recovery comes quickly to those who have lost so much due to the recent relentless rain. But I have to confess, I love it. I love the rain. I believe I could live where it rains daily. The summer dry spells of Oklahoma depress me. As Oklahoma's hopeful spring greens fade to parched and crispy shades of brown each summer, I feel myself wilt a little too. I love how the flora in my yard seems to turn deeper shades of emerald as it rains. The blooms become more vivid. Even the cardinal visiting my bird feeder between showers seems to have become redder. The rain is not just beneficial for our landscape, but for our waterways as well. Like other Oklahomans, I've been watching with delight as our area lakes, for years at frighteningly low levels, have refilled. With particular interest, I've watched the Oklahoma River rising. Of late, I've been paying this river an attention I've never before granted a river. This is because at the age of 42, I have taken up a sport, rowing. More specifically, I was asked by friends to join their team. I am not athletically inclined. I didn't participate in any sports in school and don't recall having ever been asked to join anyone's team of any kind. Needless to say, I was terrified. Especially when I got on the river for the first time in this impossibly narrow boat and watched the relentless current of the river racing beneath us. Several weeks in, and I love it. The sport is physically challenging while the water is spiritually calming. Now when I climb into the boat, I tell myself to just concentrate on the movements, to leave any negative thoughts and feelings on the river, to be carried away with the current. As Gen Xers reach middle age, many of us, perhaps most of us, could use this kind of change in our routines. So many of us are stuck just being carried by the current of our lives, plugging away at jobs, saving for retirement, caring for children or aging parents or both. Some of us are just keeping our heads above water. We could all use that new something that reminds us that we may be reaching the middle of our lives, but Generation X is so not done. There is still so much to do, to try, so many new waters to dip our toes into. I want each of us to find that water that brings the green back to our souls. For me, it may have been my very first foray into sports. Maybe for you, it'll be a new job, or church, or charitable cause. Maybe a new relationship, or hobby, or even a new city. At the very least, go outside and feel the rain on your face, and don't be afraid to get wet. Here comes the rain again. This is Gen X. I'm Jennifer Martin.